Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The BBC has obtained a series of disturbing videos that appear to show the killing of unarmed civilians in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region by people wearing Ethiopian army uniforms. The gunmen are heard speaking Amharic, Ethiopia's official language, while the victims speak Tigrinya. Letitia Bader is the Horn of Africa director for Human Rights Watch.
Since the beginning of the conflict in the Tigray region, we've documented a whole magnitude of very serious abuses, including extrajudicial executions by Ethiopian government forces and their allies. And this is absolutely an incident which would require further investigation, because what we are seeing here in the video could amount to war crimes.
In response, the Ethiopian government has said social media posts and claims cannot be taken as evidence. The United Nations is investigating numerous allegations of atrocities. The United Nations resident coordinator in Myanmar has told the BBC he fears the security situation in the country could get much worse. Andrew Kirkwood said evidence suggested the security forces were committed to the deliberate, coordinated and widespread use of lethal force.
This week, I think it's important to emphasize, was the bloodiest week since the coup. So far, we've confirmed 538 people killed by the security forces, and thousands more have been injured, most of those in Yangon and Mandalay, you know, the two biggest cities. And in fact, 1 in 7 of all of those deaths are children under the age of 18, and some of them as young as 5. And I think it's also emphasizing that 90% of all of those deaths are from gunshots. And the majority of those were bullets to the head, often by snipers and in broad daylight.
Politicians from all sides of the Dutch parliament have accused Mark Rutte of lying as the House debates a motion of no confidence in the long-serving prime minister. The crisis arose on Thursday after documents showed that in coalition talks, Mr. Rutte had discussed a possible new job for a prominent member of parliament who'd been critical of his previous cabinet. Mr. Rutte had previously said he did not do so. Chile has closed its border for the month of April as it seeks to slow the spread of coronavirus. Health officials said a second wave had left hospitals close to collapse. Jane Chambers reports from Santiago.
Only returning residents will be allowed into Chile for the next month, and most of the country is in full lockdown. The Chilean government hopes these measures will slow down the rate of infection. On Thursday, they announced the highest number of cases in one day for the whole of the pandemic. Around 35% of the population have already received their jab, but critics say that the government opened schools, malls and restaurants too early, and this has led to a spike in cases.
World News from the BBC.